Where are we at, Haley Pennington, in Virginia?
No, I'm out of Huntington, West Virginia.
Okay, so how are you today, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So talk to me. What? How'd you get hooked up with Gwen?
I've been around boxing now for about 7 years. So throughout, my amateur experience, I was in contact with, different types of promoters and stuff. And after I tried to do some local promoters, they didn't really work out for me. And so I actually started working with a gym out of Lexington, Kentucky, and they got me in contact with Gwen.
What weight do you fight at, 130 pounds?
I fight, my last pro fight was at 135, but I'm going to be making my return at 125.
Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Will you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a unique way to put it, right?
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Because when you have a size advantage, that's why I never understood how Tyson Fury could lose a fight. He was 6'9". Can you imagine being having like a 7 or 8 inch height advantage on somebody and then beating you? That doesn't click with me.
No, especially too when you get beat by a man that's not even supposed to be in your weight class. But no, the size and the weight thing, it plays a huge, huge, huge role, bigger than what people would even believe.
What is Clarissa Shields, and is she a good front person for the sport of women's boxing?
I feel like, yeah, with her accomplishments, I mean, what she's done with, going and winning gold 2 times as a female, but I don't...
One thing I don't agree with her, though, is
I don't like how she acts like she's the only female in female boxing. Everything's about her. She's the quote. She's done this. She's done that. And I feel like there are, different women out there that can be, different, unique type of role models out there in the sport of boxing. So do I think that she, she's the only one that could be the front of female boxing? Absolutely not. But do I, respect her and her accomplishments? Yeah.
She can't punch at all. I mean, does she have any knockout? Two knockouts, like all the fights?
Yeah, she hasn't. I will tell you this, she actually fought Savannah Marshalls, and I thought Savannah Marshalls was going to be able to get her out of there. If there's one fight that I do think Shields should run back, I think it should be Savannah Marshalls, because I feel like that's the only girl at that weight class that, has the hand speed that she has, or, the background and stuff as well. Because I believe the higher that you get up in weight, for females especially, the easier I think it gets, because there's less females the higher up in weight.
She's got some good money behind her. Mark Taffer was a former vice president and a former executive at HBO when HBO was running hot as far as boxing series. He was there for like 15 or 20 years. So he's her manager, her promoter, all that kind of good stuff. Mark knows what's going on. And you know what? I will say this. I don't like her personally sometimes. The way she comes off, she comes off as an asshole.
She does. Very arrogant.
Yeah. No, she comes off as an asshole. I mean, arrogant is a little bit below that, I think, anyway. But the bottom line, she comes off. But then again, she had that MMA fight, and she got lit up, and, she lost, and this and that. And that takes some intestinal fortitude, some stones. And girls don't have stones, per se, because men are supposed to have stones, but she has guts. That took guts.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't think that she's even the best female fighter that's out there fighting right now. I think she's done, accomplished great things, but being the best to ever do something, I couldn't label her as that.
The best it ever was, and the best there will be, maybe at as far as women's boxing was concerned, is a lady by the name of Ann Wolf. They called her Man Wolf. But Ann Wolf, and I'm going to tell you, don't chuckle. I used to watch Ann kick the snot out of guys in the gym. I mean, she would embarrass you guys. There were a couple of guys that were semi-contenders, and she embarrassed them.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I've watched her. I remember one knockout that she had that was nasty against that big, tall, blonde-headed girl.
Yeah, that girl came in, she was like 7 foot tall, something like that.
Yeah, and she put her down.
Boom!
Yeah.
That was like, hey, if ever there was a timber, I remember when Muhammad Ali was in a fight with Chamberlain, he said, you know what's going to happen when you're, you know what's going to happen about the third round? Timber! But when Ann Wolf hit that girl, I mean, that was my pop. I think that was the greatest knockout in women's boxing history. I mean, that was the most, that, yeah, that's,
was
That's one.
We have one female fighter out of West Virginia, you know, that's went down as a Hall of Famer, Christy Martin. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Of course. Christy and I, of course, I was with Don King back in the day, and of course, back in the 80s and 90s when she came into play, and of course, she was the supporting cast for Julio Cesar Chavez, for Mike Tyson. And I don't know if she got the money she should have gotten from Don King. And of course, then there was her trainer husband, Jim Martin. Now, I don't want to use the a-hole word again, but this guy, if ever there was a guy that was a creep, I mean, I was in training camps with him, okay? He was a creepy dude. And then he finds out that Christy's seeing another woman, right? In other words, like she's going across the street to the other team. So you're going to see another woman. So he finds out. So not only does he try to kill her, tries to kill her by shooting her and stabbing her. He shot her and stabbed her, and she's still alive.
I know, and that is incredible to me. She's still alive, and she's still working with Don King, so I don't know how much he really ripped her off.
Here's why I say ripped her off, okay? Is that she wasn't getting millions of dollars. She was a
support. Yeah, yeah, no, of course
she was
not.
She was getting like $500,000 in this night. She thought, whoa. But in reality, I think she should have been getting just a little bit less than the main event guys as far as those cards were concerned, because people were tuning in to watch Christy Martin.
Yeah, and I will say this, though, too, you know, the girl, you know, the talent pool might not have been that big, you know, back then, but Christy Martin, that's another one. She came to fight, and she threw bombs.
Okay.
The whole entire time she fought, too. She fought hard.
Okay, Lucia Riker only lost one fight in her life. I think it was to a man. Anyway, her and Lucia Riker were supposed to fight, so I get together with a promoter. We go down to Houston, Texas. I think we're going to do this at the Astrodome or something like that, former home of the Houston Astros. So I think we're down there in Houston. So I get a $5,000 advertising deal out of this guy, right? And then about a month later, he calls me and he goes, I decided not to do it. I said, I'm not giving you your money back. He said, I don't expect you to. But the bottom line is, yeah, that fight was supposed to happen. Riker and Martin, it never happened.
I know that she fought, Layla, and it was just too big of a weight thing.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Layla. Of course, you know, when Layla and I had... We went back and forth one day at Howard University, the famous black university in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I guess it was back in 2004 when Mike Tyson fought Kevin McBride, of course, his last real professional fight. Anyway, she was up on the stage, and she was talking about wanting to fight this person, wanting to fight that person. I said to her, hey, when are you going to fight Ann Wolf? And you know what she said to me, Haley?
No, I do not.
Who's that?
Oh, crap.
So you know what I said to her? I said, you know what? That would be like me asking your father who Joe Frazier is.
Yeah. So that's the problem too, is when these people do not sit here and keep up, you know, with the up and coming, or, you know, the females that are around them, or even the men that are around them in their sport, you know, that's when you get the wake up call. I think, you know, I'll go back to last night watching David Benavidez and David Monroe, I can't even pronounce his word.
Morrell
fight. I knew from the get-go, I said, you know, Morrell, he's fast, he's explosive, he's strong, he's got knockout power, but he's never been in the ring with a veteran like David Benavidez. He has all this experience, and when you don't have, you know what I mean? Like, there's just different levels to the boxing stuff, and that's why you have to, you know, acknowledge, you know, your surroundings and who's in your pool. So, no, that is insane to me that she asked, who is that?
Okay. I was looking at you're 2-0 as a pro now, 2 KOs. But as far as professional fighters, what is tough pro? What's that? Is that the amateurs?
It's a amateur tournament that's through my state of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So if that makes sense, like we have USA Boxing Amateur, which I also fought in that as well. But before I did that, I fought in these tough man contests.
Yeah.
And it's basically just 1 minute rounds, 16 ounce gloves. And you go out there, and if you win the tournament, you win $1,000. So I said, hey, I'm going to go do this and win, you know, a few thousand dollars and then switch over to USA Boxing. So it's still amateur fighting, but it's sanctioned through the state.
Okay, no doubt about that. Of course, the only thing more crooked than professional boxing?
What?
Amateur boxing.
Yeah, that political is crap.
I mean, when I remember when I went to Tucson, Arizona, I had no respect for, there was a police tournament. And I went down, they didn't have a whole lot of respect for the competition. Is that they brought in some guy from England. I knocked him down twice, the first and the second round, did bolo punches on him in the third round. I clowned him and lost a split decision.
Yeah, no, that's how I've made it to the national championship, like the finals, 3 or 4 different times. I can't really put an exact, you know, amount of numbers on it, but every single time I've lost in a split decision.
Yeah.
And I know there's fights out there that I've won. I know that I've won some of those championships, you know, but no, that's how it is. Very political. Very, very political.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck, you and Gwen. I wish you guys the best of luck. And when you get a fight schedule, give me a call. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Haley Pennington, West Virginia. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.